That's just for your information, Larry, we moved number 7, Wings and Wheels, down to 10B, down below 10. We just figured you'd give us an update, so I'll give you a chance to talk about that. We're on number 9 now. Any more on number 9 from anybody?
No, just one.
Number 10, airport update, Jim.
All right, a lot going on. This week we started our Rudder Lane drainage project. Those of you been down there, see the fence is gone most of the way down Rudder Lane. That fence is going to be moved back so that we can widen the swales that are there. The project will also rebuild all the little driveways to all the hangars, or most of the hangars, and increase the volume of the cul-de-sac down there for drainage down at that end. That'll be done. I think they've got 75 days contract time. The plan is to have that done by mid-April when we start taxiway A from the old terminal down to runway 22. We just opened bids on that last week. $465,000. That was David A. Bramble. That's going to be doing that work. And we'll be working with the tenants along Rudder Lane for the month that the taxiway is going to be closed to find alternate parking and whatever else we can do to make that a smooth process.
The bids come in within budget?
Under budget.
Under budget, good.
Yeah, it's good bids.
Bramble got Taxiway Alpha. Who got the Rudder Lane?
It's Teal. Let's see what else. We're working on Taxiway B bid documents right now. We'll have that out to bid shortly to redo that. We've talked about that one. We're starting to wrap up the design on the Runway 4 extension. We should be opening bids May 11th on that one. And with the long-term reauthorization for the FAA, it looks like we may be able to get started on that over the summer as we had planned. So that was a good deal.
That's still the 500 foot.
500 feet. We're still looking at other financing sources to continue out to 6,000, but so far the only money that we have officially is for design for the 500 feet. And, you know, promise that they're going to follow it up with money for the construction. Let's see what else.
You mentioned the bid opening date.
May 11th. Anybody have any questions on projects?
Jim and I are going up next Wednesday to meet with the FAA for the review the 5-year capital plan.
Now, does that take care of that dip that's right down there by the numbers of 4? Is that the 500-foot?
The plan is, at the end of the 500-foot extension, we're going to repave everything. So we'll mill and pave and smooth all that out.
Because there's definitely a perpendicular dip to the...
Mill and pave the entire runway?
Mm-hmm. That's kind of phase 2, is the milling and paving and approach lights and the final layer of paving for the 500 feet.
But we're doing the design for both phases right now. But we'll be funded for the construction in 2 phases.
And the lighting, is there anything going on with the lighting?
Oh, yeah. We're going to replace the 1028 lighting, runway edge lights, and the taxiways. Pretty much the taxiways we built for 1028, be replacing those lights with LED lights.
That grant was approved today.
Right.
Cool. Very good. Anything with 4 and 2-2?
Well, we had money in this year's budget to do some of the work, but what we're going to try to do is incorporate moving the LED lights for 4-2-2 as well and put that work into the 500-foot extension project. At least get a bid for it. That way we can have LED lights everywhere.
Makes sense.
You say that, if I understand, you're saying the lights on 10,